Praise the Lord and good morning, saints. This greetings comes to you from India, where we have been facing some kind of monsoon disaster. There's a lot of pathetic situations in our country, and a lot of people are missing, and a lot of debris of landslides. A very drastic situation, and I believe somewhere we ourselves are to be blamed for the way we treat the land and chopping down trees and various other aspects. But nevertheless, God has given us a goodly land, a land which has strong foundations. And I appreciate God's love that He has been bestowing each day and each morning to fill us and get us strong in His Word. So as we begin this daily devotion this morning, I bring to you a text from the book of Genesis, and it is from chapter 25, and I am reading from verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first one came out red, all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. May God add His blessings upon this text for this morning, and surely a heavenly blessing for each and every one of us, those who have been specially participating in this daily devotion. I truly appreciate every members who have been getting inspired each day by wonderful messages of ministers participating into it throughout the world. And my appreciation goes also to our pastor or brother Andrew Peary, and I thank the Lord for such a wonderful man of God. I would love to come back to this text. This has been a prophecy of the Lord. And when Isaac, some time back was inquiring of the Lord because his wife was barren and she had not conceived for a long period of time. And when he prayed, and after a while, Rebecca conceived. And when she conceived, after a few months or a little later, she realized that something is terribly happening inside her belly, and in her womb, in other words. So she inquired of the Lord, what has been wrong? Why this struggle inside my womb? And she was being hurt, and she was doubtful, will I survive if this struggle goes on this way? Now, that was the time when the Lord spoke to her. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger, and the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Now, my brothers and sisters, when God speaks certain things, when God prophesies through His Word, His prophecy is not just for a short while, but it is for a great moment of time. This has been long back, and when this prophecy was thus spoken by the Lord, it is a prophecy that has been spoken that covers a great deal of time, and even specifically for our day today. I believe when the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, it really meant two nations. It just did not say two children are in thy womb or two young ones are in your womb, but two nations. You know, it covered a long span of time. And it's not only that, it says further that two manner of people. Two people with two different characteristics. But they were called or differentiated by one being called the elder, the stronger, and then the younger. So we see the elder one is a stronger one, and the younger one is younger because he is younger. But we see that these two children shall be separated from thy bowels. They would be separated. Now, my brothers and sisters, we have been going through a great chasm of time. If we focus at situations or things more acutely, we realize we are not living in a time of great comfort. We are living in a time of struggle. We are living in a time of chaos. We are living amidst of a situation or a surrounding where there is a lot of conflicts. Faith is good, and faith is something that we just really appreciate, the wonderful revelation that Lord has been speaking out and bringing forth out of His Word. You know, but when we look unto the present situation of this Laodicean condition, we see the bride age where the bride is to be born and taken into the world. There are primarily two different kinds of things. One is the elder and the other is the younger. And there is a struggle between the elder and the younger. Now, let us not look into our two different people or two different human beings are going through this kind of a struggle. It can be expressed in many, many different ways. But as I look into this prophecy, I just focus that these two characteristics are in one individual, in every person. When I look into this elder, the elder is our older nature. He is the oldest one. Is that what we have been born with? Is that what we have received through Adam? And this nature is predominant in everyone. Our old nature. It's strong. It's more tougher and stronger than the younger one. But this strong nature has been prophesied by the Lord that it shall serve the younger. Now, who is this younger? Now, when we see that the elder or the strong one is what we have received through Adam, our old nature, our inherited nature, our real corrupt human nature. And the younger one is that nature that what we have received through the Lord Jesus Christ being born again. When we have been born again, this is the younger. This is the new person. He is the younger one, but he's got the truth. He's got life. He's got that divine nature and inspiration of the Lord. He knows what the truth is and what liberty really means. He is not going to budge or he is not going to compromise. And as we see that this younger has been holding a great deal of God's word in revelation. And that's the reason this younger is truly convinced, because he knows what the word and the truth really is. And that's the reason when the struggle goes on between the elder and the younger stays truer and faithful to God. And that's the reason the elder has to subdue himself and obey the younger. And that's what it says. The stronger, the elder one, will serve the younger. My brothers and sisters, may this prophecy be true and faithful to all of us, because we are human and we have certain natures in us. Like if I would say, there are different kinds of enemies that what we have to face. I remember that Jesus says, love your enemies, do good to them, those who hate you. But this is not that enemy what we what I am talking about. This enemy is first enemy is the world. The world is the first enemy. We cannot love the world. The world always entices us with its wonderful and with its brilliant colors and all kind of things that what we can see in the world. And the world is something truly difficult to overcome. But yet, we do overcome it by prayer, by counseling, by the prayer of our elders, by the prayer of our church, by the love of the brethren, by their faithfulness. We can certainly overcome the world. But then there is a second enemy. The second enemy is the devil himself. Now we know that many people just think the devil is a negative energy and the Lord is the positive energy. I certainly do not so well agree with it, because though it would be defined in a way to explain certain things, but the devil is not omnipresent. The devil is not present everywhere. And what we see today, the demonic oppressions and the situations about certain people and certain countries, it's because all his demons are being active and obedient to serving their king, that is the devil. But he is the prince, but he doesn't possess the quality like of our Lord, who is omnipresent. The Lord alone is omnipresent. Whosoever looks upon him, calls upon his name, they shall be saved. God hears their prayer. God is able to acknowledge, and he supply all his grace and mercy and his riches in Christ, because he is a God who is able to acknowledge every need of his children. So we see there is this second enemy, the devil, or the demons for the matter. They are very subtle, very, very powerful, and very, very sharp in their ways to deceive mankind. You know, the devil also came and tempted Jesus, our Lord. But the Lord was strong enough to tell him and rebuke him, "Get behind me, Satan." So we see, and here too we can be delivered even after we fall, or even after we come unto the clutches of the Satan. You know, there is a deliverance ministry. There are gifted men of God who can actually pray for us and deliver us from the clutches and the power of the enemy. But when we come to the third state of our enemy, and the third state of enemy is the worst kind of enemy. Now this enemy is the flesh. And this flesh is so subtle that is in every human being. It is in a minister, a pastor, a bishop, it's in every one of us, or the lay person of any type. You know, you can fast for 40 days and then you can still find that the flesh is very much present in you. You can pray, you can go to church, you can clap your hands, you can praise him, you do everything, but the flesh is still present in us. Now, Jesus said, if anyone would love to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow him. Now, denying is that nature which is called flesh. Many times people just consider flesh to be just the human body. The human body is not exactly the flesh. The human body is a body which is needful for our existence. But the flesh is the nature that dwells inside of us. We cannot do anything. Let me tell you in a way. We can go to the doctor and ask for some medicine so that we physical sickness that what we face, we can be cured of that. But there is no doctor or there is no surgeon who can actually cure us out of this nature of flesh. Whatever surgery is available today, but there is no surgery that can eradicate the flesh out of us. There is no deliverance ministry who can deliver the flesh out of you. There is no prayer, there is nothing that can actually eradicate flesh from any human being. My brothers and sisters, this is a very subtle and very deceptive, strong enemy that who is able to deceive and get us away from the Lord. Paul says, who can deliver me from this debt of sin? That enemy, he is talking about, who can deliver me? But at the same time, he says, I crucify my flesh. I crucify the flesh. He doesn't say, I give some medicines, some dose, some pills, or some tranquilizers. No, I crucify the flesh. Flesh needs to be crucified. And I die daily. It's crucifixion not only for a certain time or a certain day or a certain month, but we have to daily exercise this expression of crucifying ourselves and the desires of the flesh. My brothers and sisters, we are living in a time where I believe it's a time, very constrainous time, a time to war, not to war against flesh and blood, but war and rise strong in the spirit, that we may be able to proclaim victory and lift the name of the Lord our God. How can we overcome this flesh? We can only overcome this flesh by committing ourselves, by believing. You know, only believe, all things are possible unto them that believe. And I believe all they that believe and are baptized shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, in the end of this age, as we come to the threshold of this truth of this hour, the message still echoes the same words, believe and be baptized. The Lord shall deliver us if we keep trusting in His grace, if we keep trusting in the word that He has revealed unto us.